Good morning. Welcome back, Kelvin, and that other fellow there next to you. I, you know, it's been so long. I think that's, is that Fraser Ramsey, is it?
It looks like, it sure looks like him.
He's so tan, though.
Yeah.
You know, because he doesn't have that Edinburgh sheen that you get from the rain. You get, you know, kind of a wet look. But welcome back from a holiday, Fraser. We'll quit teasing you. Maybe. Maybe we'll quit teasing you. I don't know. We're kind of on a roll. Yeah. But today, seriously, folks, yesterday we talked about Pinterest and the fact that Pinterest is claiming that 80% of their traffic is mobile, prompted my SEO Tips Tuesday, which is today's show on October 11th. And you can see the show notes if you go to thegeyrcookreport.podbean.com. And I'll put the graphic right down there in the bottom there. And go there and you'll see that the mobile SEO optimization, the first consideration that you want to give it is speed of the page. Time to first byte and all that stuff matters quite a little bit with mobile, much more so than it does with the desktop optimization. So there's some things there in that first link that we got from Moz.com, and it just comes under the big umbrella mobile optimization, and it's got an entire checklist there. Go through that checklist, and you'll see that after using that checklist, you can go to this website, which is Matt Kersley's responsive layout measurement gadget, probably not called a gadget, but that's the word I'm going to use. And you can go from the width of the screen, as you can see, it says geyercook.com, shameless plug there. Width only or device sizes. And the width only, you can measure from 240 clear over to this side, which is 1024. Now, I picked geyercook.com. This is not a content management system. Oh my gosh. No, this is static HTML5 CSS stuff. So on the 1024 fits the screen. If you go down just to 768, then you get this prompt here for the menu. You can see up there in the corner. And subsequently in all the other ones. So if you go to, like, you're on a phone and it's only got a 240 width, you simply click that red button. And then you'll see the menu, okay? Why that's important is that when you're optimizing for mobile, and this is the link I meant to show you in mobile optimization from Moz. Best practices in mobile SEO. The first consideration is page speed. Don't block CSS, JavaScript, etc. Site design for mobile, don't use Flash. Don't use pop-ups either. That's things we already know. Design for fat fingers, so make the buttons nice and big. And that's why with this layout here, that even fits on 240, you simply go and click the button for menu. Oh, on 480, it's doing something wonky. Well, that's a good thing to know. Learn something every day. Let's see what it does here. It works on 360, but for 480 for some reason. Oh, I didn't click it right. There it comes up. And so there you have it. If you want the menu or no, on a smaller width, design for that. And so if you've made a Pinterest, go look at this image, and they go and look at it, and they get to a 240 width, right? And it doesn't have that little menu button, so they can click the menu open. How long do you think they're going to spend staying there? Yeah, about that long. It'll be over with in a blink. They'll be gone and they won't come back. They'll say simply, that page doesn't work on mobile. So once you get the widths figured out, the next consideration is the page speed. Now, Google kind of threw us a curve, and I say that because they've never come to earth, at least in my recollection, they've not come to earth and said, is page speed measured by the TTFB, the time to first byte, or is it measured by the actual time it takes for the page to load, or is it measured by the time it takes for your whole website to load? Maybe you're preloading the site, such as that. So it's really kind of a puzzle there. And if you go into the link, third one in the show notes, it'll say Moz.com learn SEO page speed. And that one is going to look like this. You'll see the Moz logo at the top. Apologies for that being chopped off, but it's the virtues of the way I'm screen sharing. For some reason, from Linux to Windows, it does that. But what is page speed is discussed, the best practices for page speed, and so forth. So I think, I don't know, that I know that Fraser has somebody that does site optimization and stuff for him. He says, I needed to do this and this and this. So you can simply point them to these links and say, okay, when Enver Duster's website comes up, we need it to do mobile responsive. We need it to have this page speed consideration. So armed with this information, you can then do what they call improving the search rank. So one of the considerations, the measures of ranking, is time to first byte. Okay, I talked about that just a second ago. If your page loads a little bit quicker than the other Edinburgh Duster, who might be the company that's pretty good at cleaning, they're not the company that loves to clean, then they won't rank as high because their servers are too slow. So measuring your speed, and as we move into the world of more and more things that are about the, oh, what do you call it, mobile wearables and so forth, then we need to measure the performance of our sites. I think that in the coming days, I'm going to apply those efforts. I will make sure that I've got a good time to first byte, that I've got good page load, that I'm not using JavaScript or anything else wonky that will impede or hinder the mobile readiness of the site. So now that's about all I'm going to yak about that. Everybody goes, phew, thank God he finally stopped. We give the shout outs to our good friend Fraser Ramsey at Edinburgh Duster's, company that likes to clean. A shout out to Eileen Smith, Basic Blog Tips, who months ago told me about Screencast-O-Matic, and that's why we're going to be able to have a good representation of the show. The last thing I want to talk about is these guys, and Friends Just Chatting. You'll see this is their look of their Facebook group page. It'll have that snow-covered earth, as I sometimes call it. And Friends Just Chatting is a close group. You can invite yourself to be a member. And that fellow next to me may well be the one that pops the clutch and makes you a member. And they meet Monday through Friday, weekday mornings, talking about this and that and the other thing. And there is rumor that they may become a podcast with segments. And we may aspire to be a segment of that show. Time will tell. So follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And as I oftentimes say, have I forgotten anything?
Did you get the sun cream?
No, there's going to be probably a autograph model sunscreen commercials on the Edinburgh telly pretty soon with, you know, hi, I'm Fraser Ramsey. I use this stuff every day in Spain and it worked darn good. I got it so you can get it. Come on down. So we'll wait and see if that happens. Maybe. So have a good week. Good luck with your SEO efforts in mobile and getting things ship shape. If you're not doing Pinterest, take a look at the show notes from yesterday, and they'll give you that. We'll see you tomorrow, and we'll talk about what's on our mind. And Lord knows there's going to be something. On that note, I think I'll say those three magic words. Everybody keep smiling, face forward, and I'll say it's a wrap.